Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the punk sister act Miracle Dolls and their latest release, Thieves and Guns. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Miracle Dolls is an American Indian punk band based in Southern California, fronted by sisters Danielle and Desiree De La Rosa of the Mandan Hidatsa tribe. Their latest CD, Thieves and Guns, is an effort produced by Mike Herrera of MXPX and is earning them favorable press, enthusiastic turnouts at live shows, and has recently earned them a record deal with Nivea Entertainment, Universal Records. I had a chance to speak with Danielle and Desiree about the new album, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD Thieves and Guns, here is Miracle Dolls with California, Here I Come. Visit the band at their official website, www.miracledolls.com. From the CD Thieves and Guns, here is Miracle Dolls once again with I Let You Go. The new album, Thieves and Guns, is out there for everybody to hear. Now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
We love it. This album is our best accomplishment so thus far. Mike Herrera from MXPX produced it, and so did John Avila from Oingo Boingo, and our friend Steven from the Descendants mastered it, and it sounds really good. We love it.
Well, you got a lot of punk cred on this one.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the biggest difference with this album from your previous one? What do you think has changed the most?
We actually spent time, because we went to D.C., or Washington, Bremerton, Washington, to Mike's personal studio, and we got to actually stay there for, like, 2 weeks nonstop recording from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night nonstop, and it was, you know, we got to spend more time on it, you know, instead, you know, usually, we actually recorded our first album at Love Juice Labs in Riverside, and they do good records, but recording, actually getting produced is a whole different story. It's really, it's nice to have, you know, another voice saying, oh, we could do this, you change this up, you know. It was really a lot of fun.
And have there been any reactions to this new album that have surprised you at all?
Yeah, we actually got signed to Nevaeh Entertainment / Universal Records last month because of this record.
So talk about the genesis of this band. Talk about how it began. I mean, obviously, you know, you've got you and your sister Desiree, but talk about the beginnings of it.
Yeah.
How did that start?
Well, me and Des, we like you said, we actually were Native American, and our tribe's from North Dakota, the Haudata Mandan. And we used to live in Mandaree, and we just, you know, we loved it. We had so much fun there, and we were like, hey, we could be in a band someday. And we spent time just on our guitars, you know, in the country, and made songs. And then when we moved to California, we recorded our, you know, some, actually, we didn't record a whole album in the beginning. We just recorded a few demo tapes at Love Juice in Riverside, and they're like, okay, let's start sending these out and start playing shows. And it just built up from there, from playing different shows. And then everybody, you know, started liking it. And here we are.
I see. Now, I can only make guesses as to what kind of music inspired you. But what bands inspired you? You know, what artists?
Yeah, that's... we really like the Pixies a lot, you know. And we like Nirvana, Blink 182, Weezer, Tegan and Sarah, Metric. There's so many bands. We're inspired by a lot of music and a lot of punk rock. Of course, MXPX. And yeah, that's like basically a lot of our stuff stems from punk and alternative music, indie music.
I see. So have you and Desiree always had this sort of simpatico in terms of music, or is there something that she likes that you can't stand, or vice versa?
actually, we like the same music. We you know, we love indie and punk and alternative. Just anything that sounds really good. Like Blonde Redhead is a huge inspiration for us too.
I see. And talk a little about the songwriting process within a band like this. How does that work? How do you guys go about it?
Well, we write our own songs, me and Des, and I'll write, you know, my songs, and we'll come together and we'll say, hey, could you kind of make a melody like this? I'll go to Des, she plays the guitar, and she'll put a cool melody to my song. And then she'll come to me with her song, and I'll put a cool bass riff to hers. And then, you know, the song's made. So we usually write our songs on our own.
Playing bass guitar ever come naturally to you? I mean, I know people who start off with guitar and want to play guitar, but then end up playing bass out of necessity. Is it a necessity thing for you, or more of what you want
to
play?
Actually, I used to play the keyboard.
Oh.
And then I was like, I don't want to stand behind the keyboards anymore. I want to stand up there in the front. You know, like, if you... So I grabbed the bass, and I actually love the bass. I love everything about it, the low tone, and the different sounds. I actually have, like, 5 different basses. My favorite brand is Fender bass, because, like, the P bass they have is really good.
You guys have Victor for a drummer. Tell me what you think he brings to the table that makes this work.
Actually, we have a new drummer now.
Oh.
Her name is Mary. Me and Des are mainly the band.
Oh, yeah. I see. Oh, wow, a new member. Cool.
Yeah. Music video right now. We did with Mike Veneza. He did the Plain White Tees 1, 2, 3, 4 music video, which is on VH1 and MTV and stuff.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
A really, really good video director, and he just finished editing our video. That should be coming out really soon.
Nice.
Get it handed over to the record label.
How have people reacted to, you know, this Indian, you know, punk band when, you know, just when it seems to me that, you know, native contemporary Indian music, you know, always has a certain image going for it that sort of runs a little bit contrary to, you know, like balls to the wall punk music. I mean, how have people reacted to that?
They like it, especially because we're sisters, we're twin sisters, and, you know, we are Native American. We love playing reservations. So much fun. You know, the kids are always great. And the community is very, very strong. Native Americans are people.
And it seems with you, it's like you're something unexpected, and I think that's also kind of exciting also. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I agree that it, you know, you hardly see Native American punk alternative bands or indie bands. You know, it's nice when you actually, you know, run into some. We love playing out, you know, shows with other artists that are Native American.
Let me see. And from the album, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
On the album, we really like Nevermind, because, you know, it sounds kind of like our favorite band, the Pixies, and with a little tinge of, like, you know, like punk rock. And another song called I Let You Go, and that's actually the softest song on the album. It's like a ballad, and that's the one we actually did the music video for in the Mojave Desert.
Wow.
And it sounds really, really, yeah, we like the sound on it. And when Mike Herrera from MXPX produced it, he was like, I originally put like a bass line that was more melodic. He's all, just bring it down a little bit for this one and just do like straight notes. And I was like, I don't want it, but he's like, he did it and it made it sound so like 10 times better. Which is cool, you know.
How important do you think being Native is to this band and its sound and its image?
I think it's like 100% important, because our community has been supporting us so much, you know. Like, we played Warped Tour and we played Pink Parlor Festival and different stuff, but our community out of it all has been very, very supportive, and we love them. Like, it's mainly for, you know, for you guys, the Native American community. This is why we do it. Like, we love to put out a positive message out there, you know, and just enjoy it ourselves and have fun.
And I know this is probably a little too soon to be asking this, given that the album's just come out, but what do you think is next musically for this band?
Our record label, after we do some tours, they want us to go back into the studio and make a new album.
Wow.
So we're probably going to do that like in 5 months or so.
And talk about working with your sister. I mean, talk about that dynamic between you two that, you know,
working
seems to make this thing work.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, you know, you see a lot of times two bands, they stay together a lot because they're siblings, and of course, with being siblings, you know, you always look out for each other, and, you know, just try to press forward, and we always, you know, tell each other good things, so it's just, it's awesome, you know, and we both musically like the same stuff, and so when we create together, it's like, it's really awesome.
Visit the band at their official website, www.miracledolls.com. From the CD Thieves and Guns, here is Miracle Dolls once again with I Let You Go. From the CD Thieves and Guns, that was Miracle Dolls with I Let You Go. Check out the band at www.miracledolls.com. I got a chance to speak with guitarist Desiree De La Rosa over the phone about the new album, and here's how that one went.
Well, the album's out there for everybody to hear, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
I'm happy with it. I'm more than satisfied.
I see. And talk a little about, you know, how a band like this came together between you and your sister. How did this whole thing evolve between the two of you?
Well, when we were 13, you know, you had school choir and stuff.
Yeah.
And my sister took school choir, I didn't. And she'd be singing songs and playing on the keyboard. And our mom took us to LA, to a pawn shop, to go pick up a guitar for our birthday. And that's when, you know, we start writing songs together, like when we were 14. And ever since then, we've been writing songs all the time. And we have this record out done by Mike Herrera of MXPX and John Avila. So we're really excited. Yeah. We've been doing this forever. I mean, it's so natural, organic. I know there's a lot of sister acts, like the Breeders. They're sisters, twin sisters also. And Tegan and Sarah, they're twin sisters also.
So you think being sisters in a band helps?
Yeah. The harmonies, it's so easy, you know? It's organic.
I see. Talk about the songwriting process a little more between the two of you. How does that happen?
When we write songs, usually, sometimes it's together, sometimes it's separately. Like, I'll come up with a song on the acoustic guitar, and then I'll take it to Danielle, and then she'll put a bass line on top of it and some background harmonies or background vocals. And, yeah, we work together like that. Or sometimes I'll have a verse, and she'll come up with a chorus and a bridge.
I mean, you guys got some real punk credibility on this latest album with everyone who helped produce it and mix it. Talk about working with the producer. What was that like?
My career, it was awesome. When we went to the studio, everything was set up. Like, we had all the equipment was there. He was super nice to us. His wife was there, Holly. And they had, like, a big, huge bag of candy for us, like Starburst, Hershey's, you know, like a big old bag. And they'd refill us, like, every 3 days. And we were there for, like, 2 weeks, just working nonstop, straight, till the sun went down.
And the kind of music you guys are doing, you know, this sort of edgy punk-type stuff, you know, it's sort of unexpected from what you would one expects from contemporary Indian music. Have you had any interesting reactions because of that, or?
Everybody we've come in contact with loves it, and we get a lot of people asking for autographs and asking for CDs, and the whole thing, the community is really tight from our experience, yeah.
And what songs off of the album stand out for you the most, and why?
I like California, personally. California, because it's about our cousin. It's like Heather, she's from the Reds. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's really personal.
And talk a little more about being on the road.
Oh yeah, touring, every city we stay with different musicians, different friends, you know, photographers and artists. Other bands, and the majority of the time, I want to say, is the people are really, really nice, really hospitable, and it's been fun, yeah.
And what do you think is next for the band musically?
For the sound, for the next record, we're going to have a lot more gang vocals, like gang vocals on the record, and a little bit more guitar harmony for the intros. It's musician jargon, yeah, for the introductions. But yeah, I'm really happy with the record we've done. And it's perfect. Working with Mike Herrera was so much fun.
And talk about making this music video that you guys shot out in the Mojave.
the music video, it was pretty cool. We worked with Mike Veneza, and he hired the actress from the Plain White Tees video, and she was out until like, was it like 10 or midnight dancing in the in a broken down house. And we called it the ghost dance. She was doing like a ghost dance. It was so cool. And if you see the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. It was a lot of fun. It was cold. It was really hot during the day. But it was a lot of fun.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard this album?
It's our human experience, you know, just from what we've gone through, and maybe they could relate to some of the lyrics and relate to it in the way they want to, from their perspective, because everybody sees it from different eyes. It was from our experience. We wrote what we went through or we felt at the time, and somebody could go and have a different interpretation of it. But yeah, feeling and emotion is the most important thing, I'd say, that they could get from the record.
Visit the band at their official website, www.miracledolls.com. From the CD Thieves and Guns, here is Miracle Dolls with Make the Move. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Danielle and Desiree De La Rosa of Miracle Dolls. Visit the band at their official website, www.miracledolls.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. This is all coming from. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.